Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year, Rambam, Hilchos Halachim, Pedek Gimel Halacha Yud is the third shear in the series of this halacha. The Siman Choshen Mishpat and Siman Beis Yifkot Gimel writes, and where it says in Shulchan Aruch that there's a koyach lebezdin, la'asas shalokidin, sham putzim ba'avelis, that Beisdin has koach to go against halacha and punish with outside of the framework of halacha when the nation is pogus, when there are a lot of breaches in the behavior of the people, halachic breaches, that even though all of the nation is in pogus, just a yachid, they can punish him. And that we require that kol ha'am should be paritz is that if the whole am is paritz, we can punish a yachid, even though he himself is not paritz. That's what the Sma explains. That we require that the whole am should be paritz is to allow us to punish a yachid, even though he just did it one time and he's not paritz in the sefer, he doesn't do it all the time. In the Urim, it's a commentary on Choshen Mishpat, he asks that since the nation is in paritz in the Savera, there's no tzarech shah, so how can you punish the yachid? So he explains that what the Sama means is that we're talking about even though the door is not paritz, if they let him be over the Aver and doesn't get punished, there's a chshash that because of this, because they let him off the hook, yavo lisparetz, people are going to come to be misparates, people are going to come to make breaches, and they're going to start doing a lot of averus. They're going to raise their hand against the Torah. And that's when the Sma says, you punish even biyachid. However, he brings there from the Rambam. So in other words, again, we have an explanation. Why do you punish even a yachid? Punish even a yachid, even though he's not parrot, so that they don't come to be parrots in the future. So the people don't come to be parrots b'avel in the future. Rambam, in Hilchos Ritzeach, in the second halacha, in the second perek, writes, "Mchalela ratzchanim, chiyotzim shem mchum isbezim sa'al, people who kill." But for various reasons, the Ranachai Mises based in, if the Melech Yisrael wants to kill them, is Halacha Dalet. The Melech Yisrael wants to kill them, Medina Malchus, but the Kanas Olam is allowed to. And also, if Beis Din wants to kill them by Ras Shah, they're allowed to. If it was Shah Tzricha Lakach, they have Rishus, Kafima Shiyur, according to what they see. Halacha Hei, Harei Shiloh Hargama Melech, Loisa Shah Tzricha Lakach, so the king didn't kill them. And it wasn't Shah Tzrich Lekach Lechazi Kadavar. Rei Bezen Chev Mikol Mokom Lakoysa Mimako Rabu. Hakroiva Lemisa. So they hit them until they're almost dead. La'asur and B'matzah or B'matzah Ikshanim Rabbis. We're talking about murderers here. So you put them in jail for many years, give them Komen Eitzar, G'dei Lahavchiru La'ayim Al Shah Rishayim Shlo Yadav Olam Lefuka Lemichshal. B'yomer Areni Misabi V'lara Goy V'yigoy V'akidar Shah Seplani V'epater. So we don't want other Rishayim to get this idea that they're also going to kill other people and get away with it. So we make sure to torture this murderer who Beis Din couldn't kill. So we see from this Rambam that as far as Misa goes, we don't kill Al Shem Ha'asid. We don't kill Al Shem Ha'asid. We punish him that the people should be fearful of Shem Ha'asid. But we don't kill the person. Question is, why not? If there's a Tzorech Hashem, You need to punish the guy in order to prevent future misbehaviors. So why not Misa as well? Mashna Chiyuv Misa Mishar Einshin. In the Sefer Chidushi Arim, we referenced in the last year, he brings a makor for the Sma. The Sma says that the whole nation doesn't have to be pirates in order to punish the Yachid. You see a Yachid doing something wrong, if you see the Yachid doing something wrong, even though the whole Am is in pirates, they can punish the Yachid. And not that we require, the Sma says, not that we require Kolam Putzim. That's in order to punish a Yachid who's not parts. But if the Yachid is parts, we don't think the Kolam should be Putzim in the Saveva. Should be regularly transgressing the Saveva. So that's the Sma. And the Chidushi Arim means a makor for the Sma. In the Gemara in Baba Kama 96b, this man's an experienced robber, he's poets in Gneva, and therefore I compelled him to pay the enhanced value. He had to pay extra, even though he wasn't obligated to, al pi din. Made him pay extra, as we see there in the Gemara. And the Rif writes that from here we see that you can give this knas even in Bubble. We're talking about Bubble over there. So you can give a knas, you can penalize a person to pay extra, even in Bubble. And then he also quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Perek Nigmar Adin, Shemati She'e Beisdin, Oin Shemakin Vayin Tushalem in Atayr. I heard that Beisdin can punish somebody outside of the framework of the Torah. And even though this guy himself alone was a Gaslan Atika, it wasn't Amputzin, it was just him who was a Gaslana. It was just him who was an experienced rabbi. Nevertheless, the Rif writes, it's at Beitz and Makav and Shenadin. So we see that it's enough that a Yachid should be Pavutz, and we don't require that the whole nation should be Pavutz. So that's the Makar for the Sma. However, see there in the Chidushi Arim, that the Emes, the Sma, is talking only about Mammon. When it comes to Misa, we require Kola Amparus in order to punish the Yachid, whose parts. By Mammon, we don't require Kola Amparus to punish the Yachid, whose parts. But by Misa, we require Kola Amparus in order to punish the Yachid, whose parts. However, the Rif equated the Din Knas to the Din of Bezin Mank and Vonshim, which is even talking about Misa. So based on the Chidush Arim, it's different in Yachid. Because by Misa, you require Ha'am Pavutz. And by Mammon, it's enough that he alone is Pavutz. So how can the Rif compare the two? Is it two different in Yanim? So it appears as follows. The Tur writes the name of the Rif in the Rambam that this din of punishing somebody outside the framework of halacha is even a Beis Din that doesn't have smicha. Even a Beis Din that doesn't have smicha is makamot shel man. And that's what we see from the Rif in the ninth parak of Bava Kama, that he brought this din of makamot shel man adin, the gabei bavel, and bavel are not smuchin. So that's the raya from the Rif. However, the raya from the Rambam, what's the raya that the Rambam holds? That even a Beit Din She'eino Samuch is allowed to punish Shalom and Adin. So the Chidush Arim writes, and also the Birkei Yosef, that it's from what the Rambam writes in the 24th parak of Sanhedrin in the 5th halach of Chen Yesh LeBeit Din, V'chol Mokom Chol Zman, V'chol Kosev Shmosei Ra. The Beis Din in any place and any time can give malchus to Ayid who has a bad reputation, is doing bad stuff. Moshe Bialnu, Ayin Shem the Kosav, Shekosav, the Mashekosav, Cholzman, Hainu Alf Mishen, and Tzurazmin, Cholzman. The Rambam says, you're allowed to give Malchus, Vadim Sheshmoa Sora. That means, even if it's not a Beis Din Smuchim, Cholzman. So that's a raya that Beis Din can punish Shalom and Adin, even if they're not smuchim. However, the Chavish Arim and the Birkei Yosef, they're right under Rambam. Rambam only writes this in Sanhedrin 24.5, but he doesn't write it in Sanhedrin 24.4. He doesn't write this in Sanhedrin 24.4, where he brings the Iker Din of Beis Din Makom Tzarech Shah, which Mash Mefakert. That for Beis Din to give punishments, Letzarech Hashah, you need smuchim. Only Malchus Aloy Toiva Hashmua. For that, you don't need smuchim. Because Misa is different than Malchus. In other words, stating Rambam in Halacha Dalid, Yesh Beis Nahakos Mishen Mukhoy Malchus Lag Mishen Mukhoy Misa. The court has the authority to administer lashes to a person who is not required to receive lashes and to execute a person who is not liable to be executed. This license wasn't granted to overstep the words of the Torah, rather to create a fence around the words of the Torah. When the court sees that the people have broken the accepted norms with regard to a matter, they broke accepted norms, it's talking about pirtzes, they can establish safeguards to strengthen the matter according to what appears necessary to them. All the above applies with regard to establishing directives for the immediate time and not with regard to establishing halacha l'doros for all times. There was a maisa where a man was lashed for engaging in relations with his wife under a tree. An incident occurred concerning a person who rode on a horse on Shabbos in the era of the Greeks, and they brought him to court and had him stoned to death. An incident occurred in Shimon Shadrach, hanging 80 women in one day in Ashkelon. All the required processes of questioning, course, examinations and warnings were not followed, nor was testimony unequivocal. It wasn't clear testimony. Instead, their execution was a directive for that immediate time, according to what is perceived as necessary. So that's halacha dalet. And here the Rambam doesn't say that it's b'chol zman. Now, weiter, the Rambam says, meaning that it would seem here that you need smuchim. And then weiter, the Rambam says, v'chein halacha hey, v'chein yesh lebeizim b'chol makom b'chol zman lahal v'sad m'shua sevo. At any time, in any place, the court has a license to give a person lashes if he has a reputation for morality and people gossip about him. But he's over on a verus and it's a kol shein opasik and moshe b'yarnim. And he doesn't have any known enemies who would spread this unfavorable report. Similarly, a person with such an unsavory reputation may be humiliated and scorned, may heap down his mother in his presence. So there was a mice a few months ago that everybody was talking about a certain person who there was mamash shmuasa ra, and the Beis Din came out against him publicly, said not to read his books. So people said, "Oh, what's the makor? What right do you have to do that? You didn't have due process." So here you see in the Rambam, you don't need to. In certain cases, you don't need due process. Akopanim. As far as having smuchim goes, you would need it in order to actually punish. Here we're just talking about giving malchus for a person who has a bad reputation. But as far as killing somebody, like we see in the previous Rambam, there you would need a Beis Din smuchim. So how does the Torah write in the name of the Rambam that you never need smuchim?
You see that you do need, it's mashma the Rambam, that you do need smuchim in order to kill.
So That's a pillay plos half of a fill.
So we have here, we've developed many, many different kashas.
And now we will proceed to start doing the yashiv.
What appears follows.
That in the din of Beis and Makom Bein Shalom and Adin, there are really two dinim, two chedushim. Number one, the siba. She'af al pi she'ina siba mitzad adin l'chiyuv misa. When Beis and Makom Bein Shalom and Adin, one chiddush is that even though mitzad adin there's no reason to give a chiyuv misa v'chadoyme, nevertheless, yesh koch l'harba al siba zu. They still can kill him. Even though mitzad adin they can't kill him, nevertheless, they still have the koach to kill him. Because of the siba. Because of what he did. Also in the koch to kill him. In other words, they have the siba, the reason is enough. That's one chiddush. And that they have koach. Because l'chor, they only have koach on what it says in the Torah. If it doesn't say so in the Torah, they don't have anything based in. And they're like anybody else. So where do they have this koach? So it must be, the chiddush is, that there's a koach, but based in, gam al ma shelo nitan la mechamad din Torah. Schadish b'ze koach b'based in, gam al ma shelo nitan la mechamad din Torah. B'chiyuvei misa shel Torah. They have a koach of Beis Din, even though it wasn't given them because of Din Torah. And the chiyuvei misa of the Torah. So A, the siba of what he did is enough, and B, they have the koach to carry out a misa, but they're not given this koach by the Torah. So that's the chiddush of Makamot Shalom and Adin. They can do it even though it's not said in the Torah. But they have the koach to kill even though it isn't written in the Torah.
So it would appear
that Adasin Amukei Yosef, we saw earlier in the Chiddush Arim, in the previous shir, Shechayv Rakes HaMisa Loisa Aveira, Yilu Haya Gam Beze Aveira, Iker HaSiba Ladin Bezehu, Nikoyach HaBeis Din Ladin Al Aveira Zu, Shiesh Beze Aveira, Yilu Haya Beze Aveira, Iker HaSiba Ladin Bezehu, Nikoyach HaBeis Din Ladin Al Aveira Zu, שיש בזה עבירה על חילול שבת ממש, שבכוח זה יש להם גם דין וסיבה על חילול שבת שאינו מיקר הדין אלא מצורך השואה, כי היא דבר שרוחב על הסוס בשבת. בכוח זה אינו בכל סמוך, אלא בסנהדרין דווקא. In other words, we had the case, that was what the Chiddush Arim said, according to the Nemukei Yosef, that when Beis Din does kill, they have to kill for that, the misa, that avera. Meaning, there was a certain person who was roichev al sus b'shabbos,
and there weren't proper eidim. It's not at a time of the where you're allowed to carry out mises based in. Even if there were eidim, but it wasn't at a time that they were able to carry out mises based in.
But they gave him mises based in for chil shabbos. Like they would in a regular case of Chilul Shabbos. So that's enough of a Siba. In order for there to be a Siba for Beis Din to do this, like the Chiddush Arim says, it has to be a Misa that Beis Din would normally give in the circumstances. In this case, under different circumstances, if there were proper Eidim, and in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, etc., and Sanhedrin. So, in this Koach, is not b'chol samuch. It's a dafka b'sanhedrin. It has to be that there's a sanhedrin as well, like we saw in the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, that when they're makiv on shonish mani shalom and adin, when they give a chi of misa, it has to be with the Sanhedrin. So this koach to give the chi of misa, when you have a siba, like chil Shabbos, and in this circumstance you can't because there's no chi of misa based in now. But nevertheless, Beis Din is allowed to kill him because the Sanhedrin is allowed to kill him with Tzarech Shah. And here we're talking about a person, who's Rechav Osus B'Shabbos. Rechav Osus B'Shabbos is only the Rabbana. Anyway, it's not the Oraisa. Anyway, it's not talking about a Doraisa. So, they have no right to kill him. Sorry. Didn't explain properly before. They have no right to kill him because he's only Rochav Asus B'Shabbos. But since we're trailing here with the Siba of Chilul Shabbos, they could kill him. And therefore, Das and Amukah Yosef, that in such a case we're going to kill him, but they only have Koach if it's a Sanhedrin. And it emerges according to this that the Nidon B'Sibahu, She'en O'Siba L'Biachas B'Sanhedrin, She'aleim Mutalein Zeh She'aladun B'Chilul Shabbos. So the issue with the Siba is that it's only a Siba, it's only a reason to kill him in relationship to the Sanhedrin. They have this din of carrying out Chi of Misa when it comes to Chilul Shabbos. It's Tzarech Shah, when it's not Menadin. That's Nemukah Yosef. But the Ran and Sanhedrin explains, Chav Zayin that we saw in the previous year, that we hold, that we require a Samuch. Why do we require a samuch? Because makin va'on shen shalom and adin, we yoser chomer mimashu din toilah. We yoser tzarech denim v'dolim v'molchim. Echev sholas and seb v'bavel, she'en lam koach v'dim nefosh es klal. Afil v'mashu din toilah. Ki divrei ha'aran. U'mefurosh, she'anidun hi mitzad, ha'koach she'en ela l'smuchim l'chayiv nefosh es. Ran holds that we require samuch for makin vonsh shalom and adin is because this is more chomer than in Torah. You need even greater, you need even more serious dayanim than normal. You need dafka smuchim. So how can you do this in Bavel, says the Ran, where they don't have koach ladin medina nefashis? Even if it's in Torah, they don't have koach ladin medina nefashis. So you certainly can't do it in Bavel. If it's makin vonsh shalom and adin, even if it's menadin, you're not allowed to do it in Bavel. Certainly, if it's not menadin, you're not allowed to do it in Bavel. So the Ran holds that there's no makin vonsh shalom and adin in Bavel. So you see in the Ran that the issue is mitzad hakoach. Who is the only one who has the koach to be mechayev dini nefashos? Smuchin. And therefore must be required smuchin. Right? Because he says they. He writes, v'hechev shalas is that b'bavel she'en lam koach ladum dini nefashos. They need the proper koach. In Bavel they don't have koach. So therefore you're not makiv on shalom ladin b'bavel. So the issue is koach, that they need to have the proper koach. Smuchim have the proper koach. And that's why we require smuchim. But you don't require Sanhedrin. Remember, we saw the machlokas between the Ran and the Nemukah Yosef. But according to the Nemukah Yosef, we require Sanhedrin. And according to the Ran, smuchim are enough for makin vonsh shalom and adin.
Because the Sanhedrin has the koach to give the guy a chiyuv nisim and adin. But here we're talking about shalom and adin. The tana b'lavach is shalom, and anyway it's shalom and adin. But samach is not creating a chiyuv. By samach the issue is, does he have koach ladim b'nefashos? In the moment he's a samach, he has koach ladim b'nefashos. In the mela the Ran holds that even a samach can be done dinei nefashos and Makavon Shalom and Adin, it doesn't have to be a Sanhedrin. According to the Chidush Mukhe Yosef, Stavka Sanhedrin. With Shalom and Adin, why did that Koyach ben Afashis? Since Samuch doesn't create a Chiyuv, he just has enough koach ladin b'nefashos. So if it's shalom and adin, all you need is a samach. Because he has koach ladin b'nefashos. V'mitzad ha'siba, there are two things. There's the reason you're doing it, and then there's their koach. So we said as far as their koach goes, it's enough that they're smuchim. And that gives them the koach. We also need a siba, we also need a reason why we're killing them. So there, ze kol shebedinenu chayev al ze, yesh kan siba. As long as bedinenu, they'd be chayev, we have a reason. To kill him, because meikra din bedinenu is chayev misa. But if he's not samoch, like we said, they lack the koach. And on that, the Ran writes that we quoted in the previous year in Daf Mem Vav, "Shaladei harmanusa de malka yesh lam koach." If the king gives them koach, they have the koach. We still need a siba. Okay, they have the koach; it's given to them by the king. What about the siba? We need koach, and we also need a siba to kill them. They were given the koach by the king, but what about the siba? So the Siba is that they're chayev b'dineinu. V'tzeruf ha-Siba shel b'dineinu. V'akoach shemachmas machus mafshir la'rog v'tzeruf shel. We asked in previous year, what's this tzeruf that we saw in the Ran? That kol dinei nefashos, if b'dineim they're chayev, mitzad dinei malchus, and mitzad dineinu, he's also Chayiv Misa. There they can judge him mitzad Harminusa de Malka. In other words, each alone is not enough. It's not enough if we just have our Beis Din that aren't Smuchim. And it's not enough if we just have mitzad Dineim. But Betzeruf, it's fine. Why is it fine, Betzeruf? And the answer is because if he did a maisa that he'd be chayev b'dineinu, so that's a siba to kill him. And what about the koach? We still don't have the koach, they're not a beis in smuchim. We have the siba, we don't have the koach. The koach is mitzad dinei malchus. So therefore, the tzeruf combining dinei malchus, which is, gives them the koach, gives the beis in the koach. And the siba, it is chayiv misa b'dineinu, we can kill the person. However, when it's shalom and adin, gam b'dineinu, but let's say b'dineinu with shalom and adin. What's an example of that? Somebody rode on a horse in Shabbos. You don't get a chayiv misa for riding on a horse in Shabbos. There, the Ram would agree that we require the Sanhedrin also. Shehei Asiba. We need a Sanhedrin because that has to be the reason to kill them, like we see in the Mukhe Yosef. To repeat what we said before, it's worth repeating, that according to the Mukhe Yosef, as understood by the Chumash Arim, that a person's Shechayev Rakes HaMisa Aloysa Aveira, Luayagam Beze Aveira, that a person gets the Misa for that Aveira, for this same Aveira, in other words, if it's for Chil Shabbos, he gets the
the misa of Chil Shabbos, even though in this particular Chil Shabbos he wouldn't get misa. Ikra siba ladun bezehu. Nikoyach ha-beizdin ladun ala ve-razug shesh bezeh ver shechil Shabbos mamish. What's the reason they can judge this? What's the reason they can judge this? Because they can judge a regular Chil Shabbos. Shebekoach zeh, for this mikoach, that they can judge a normal Chil Shabbos, they also have a reason to judge in this Chil Shabbos, which isn't Mikra, then it's only Tzorach Shah, like the guy who rides in the horse on Shabbos. And that only applies to Sanhedrin. And therefore, the Nebuka Yosef says, you need a Sanhedrin. So the Nidon of the Siva is only is that it's only a Siva in relationship to the Sanhedrin, because they have the din to be done Chil Shabbos. So again, you need a Siva, and you need a Koach. For Koach, the Ran says, "Beseder Smuchim is enough of a Koach." What about the Siva? So, the Ran says, the Nebuka Yosef says that it's enough of a Siva, that it's a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin certainly has the Koach, and they also have a Siva, because they can normally carry out a Chi of Misa. See here also, when it's Shalom and Adin, they're carrying out a Chi of Misa. That's why, according to Nebuka Yosef, you need a Sanhedrin. According to the Ran, in order to give a Chi of Misa, you need Smuchim. But in addition to the, according to Ran, you give the Chi, so you need a Beis Din. And in addition to the Beis Din, you also need a Dinam. The person's chayiv. So the fact that the person did an aveira, that he's chayiv b'dineinu, that's enough of a siba. And the fact that you have malchus, that the goyim said to kill him, that gives the beis din the koach. Because if he's not samuch, chaser b'koach. If we're dealing with smuchim, smuchim have the koach. But if they're not smuchim, then they don't have the koach. Where are they going to get their koach from? The answer is that he's chayiv b'dineya. That's what the Ran says. The Ran says that all dinin nefashis, that b'dineya is chayiv misa mitzad dinay malchus, and b'dineinu is also chayiv misa, they can judge him mitzad hermenusa de malchus when the king gives permission. But if he's pater b'dineyem, and b'dineinu is chayev, it's no good. Can't kill him. Why not? Because Bezin doesn't have the koch, they're not smuchim. They'd be smuchim, they'd be allowed to, but they're not smuchim, they don't have the koch. The only way they have the koch is if the king gives them the koch. So the sibu would be the chayev b'dineinu. And the koach would be Hormanusa de Malka. And that's why the Ran requires the tzeir for both. But let's say it's Lomen Adin, Gam B'dineinu, like the guy who's riding on the horse in Shabbos. There the Ran would say, you require a Sanhedrin. Because it's Shalom and Adin, Gam B'dineinu, Zanchad Misa Gam B'dineinu. So there they lack the Siba. If the guy is Chayiv Misa B'dineinu, they have a Siba to kill him. He's Chayiv Misa B'dineinu. But if he's not Chayiv Misa B'dineinu, then they don't have the Siba to kill him. So for that you need the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin, as we saw before in the Nebuka Yosef, with the Sanhedrin we have a Siba to kill him. Because they could be koach, that they could normally judge when he's Mamish Chayiv Misa, they can judge him when he's not Mamish Chayiv Misa. However, let's say there is a Siba to kill him. He's Chayiv B'dineinu. And the Nidon is only B'koach. And then the issue is, does the Beis Din have enough Koach? There, according to Ran, Samach is enough. Either Samach or Rishus HaMalchus. So it's Gevaltik according to the Ran. According to the Ran, either you need Sanhedrin, when he's not chayiv b'dineinu, like the guy rides in the horse in Shabbos, but when he's chayiv b'dineinu, then you can kill him either if the Beis Din is samach or the Beis Din is given permission by the Malchus. And that gives the Beis Din the koach. And you have the Siva because he's chayiv b'dineinu. And according to the Mukhe Yosef, even when he's chayiv b'dineinu, nevertheless, b'zman hazeh, you're not done dinei nefashos. So it must be that the Siba is not mitzad chiyuv b'dineinu, ela mitzad Sanhedrin. And therefore, as we saw, according to the Mukhe Yosef, you always need the Sanhedrin. You always need the Sanhedrin. You can't say the Siba is Dineinu because Dineinu you're not done Dineinu Fashas. So the Siba has to be the Sanhedrin. And according to the way we paskin, in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, you don't require Smuchim. It's the Tzorech, the fact that there's a need. That's a koach and that's a siva. The fact that there's a tzorech is a reason to give the chiyuv misa. And the fact that it's bekoach and the fact that it's the tzorech also gives the beis din the koach. And therefore you don't need dafka smuchin. Aval ikir hadovo vaday kenu. The boy tarvay, you definitely need both. So the kuli alma, you need koach and you need siva. Just let it be done. The koach and the siba, and that's letzarech. So according to this, we can say that that's all the misa. But by Malchus and Mammon, there's a koach to be mitaken the olam in what is under the shlita of the Zayin Tuve Ha'ir, or the Gadol Hador, like we see in the Shulchan Aruch. That they can always be mitaken. Only by misal and atilas nefesh, that's not under the shlita of the Beis Din. For that you need a special koach. And that's why the Ran says, you require smuchim. What in b'natilas eiver? The Ran holds that it's begedr shal atilas nefesh. So if you don't have shlita al nafsho, you need smich or koach malchus. That's what we saw in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chav Zayin. That they blinded somebody who killed. So how are they allowed to do this? The Chan says they were doing it mitin malchus. Otherwise they wouldn't be allowed to do it. So when it comes to netilas eiver and chiyuv misa, for that you need either smuchin or koach hamalchus. Otherwise Beis Din doesn't have the koach. When it comes to malchus and mammon, there Beis Din has the koach. They don't need. Here you don't need smuchin. Lo'elam yesh koach l'takin olam if it's under the shlita of the Zayin Tuvei Argadol Yadur. Only by misa not. So again, the Ran is dealing with koach. So by misa, they only have koach if they're smuchin. But Malchus and Mammon, they don't have to be smuchim. Misa or Netilas Seber, which is like Misa. So that's the Ran who's dealing with Mitzad Koach. But the Mukhe Yosef is not done Mitzad Koach, but Mitzad Asiba. The Mukhe Yosef's issue is that they need a reason. The reason you need a Sanhedrin is because Sanhedrin is a Siba to kill, even if the person's not Chayiv Misa. And the Siba is together, Oynesh al Ha'aveira. In other words, that the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin that normally carries out the regular Onesh, will carry out this Onesh. So they have a Siba, since he did the same Aveira. So who's the one who's giving an Onesh al Ha'aveira? That only applies to the Sanhedrin. In other words, only the Sanhedrin has the right to give an Onesh according to the Mukhe Yosef, Shalom and Adin.
koach. The based in Ladun Alaver Zuk Shesh Bazar Vershal Phil Shabbos Mamish. The koach Zeshlam Gam Din Visiba Al Phil Shabbos Eno Maker Adin Alamitzarach HaShoah. And this is only in the Sanhedrin. They can judge the Tzarech HaShoah like a guy who rides on the horse. So the Mugay Yosef holds that's only when the Nidon is Mitzad HaAveira. Like we saw in the Gemara that they burned the Bas Kohen. Or Rachav Al Sus B'Shabbos. Or slept publicly with his wife. So when someone does an Aveira, it's at the Aveira that the person does, Beis Din can punish. That's enough of a Siva, the fact that the person did this Aveira, even though strictly speaking, according to Torah law, this Aveira would mandate this punishment. But Beis Din can go Shalom and Adin, it's at the Aveira. And then Miyukah Mugi Yosef writes that this is Afogav Dashkan Un Shalom Adin Gam Shaloide Sanhedrin. We have Un Shalom Adin even Shaloide Sanhedrin. Like cutting off the hand of somebody who goes around beating people up, or if someone kills someone else to blind him. That's La Unshan Ktsas Mimashachi of Asa Torah. That's to give them a little bit of what the Torah was manish, but not to be Machaiva Legamra Kidin Torah. Which means that apparently here the nidon is when he's killed somebody or when he goes around beating people up, the nidon is mitzvah tikkun. The issue is tikkun ha'olam. It's tzarech shah, and that's the sibah to punish the person. And for that, you don't need a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is punishing for an aveira. Here the issue isn't punishing for the aveira. Here the issue is Tzarech Shah. When it comes to the other cases where the person was Chal Shabbos, riding horse on Shabbos, so there they're punishing him for the Aveira, they're just giving him a more strict punishment, because only the Rabban they're giving him Chiv and Din Torah. So there they're giving him the punishment, they're being Mechayv and Legamre Kidin Torah. Or the woman that they burn, they're being mechayev for legamre midin Torah, mitzad ravera. But when it's mitzah tikkun naolam, and for that, since you're mechayev legamre, you need a Sanhedrin. But if it's mitzah tikkun naolam, it's not an onesh on the avera. There, the Nemukah Yosef says you don't need smuchim, you don't need Sanhedrin. Whereas according to the Ran, anytime you're dealing with misa, for that you need the koach. And therefore they have to be smuchim. Or at least have permission from the malchus if they're chayiv dineinu. So the Ran is down mitzad the koach. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef is down mitzad the siva. The siva is either going to be the Sanhedrin, because the Sanhedrin has power to punish for averus, even shalom and adin, even the person's not chayiv in the saver and the Torah. But when it comes to Tikkun Olam, for that you don't need the Sanhedrin. And the Ran holds that you need smuchim to remove the person's limb. And therefore he says if you don't have smuchim, then you need malchus. You need koach ha-malchus. Why is that? Because the Ran is dealing with because the Ran holds that Netilas Eber is like Netilas Neshama. And therefore, just like you don't have call for Netilas Neshama without Smuchim or Malchus, so for Netilas Eber. The Ran holds no. Then Ruki Yosef holds no. You don't need the Smuchim, you don't need Sanhedrin. You only need Smuchim Sanhedrin if they're going to punish for an Aveira, not for Tikkun HaOlam. If they're punishing for an Aveira, a more severe punishment than the person deserves. There you need a Sanhedrin. But if they're just doing it to Tikkun Olam, the Tzarech Shah, and that's the Siba, that has nothing to do with the Beis Din. Beis Din is giving out onshin, the Sanhedrin.
without it's enough, without a Sanhedrin, without even Smuchin. And again, the Ran holds it's enough to have Smuchim to give a Chi of Misa Shalom and Adin, because the Sanhedrin creates a Chi of Misa Alpidin. But here anyway, it's Shalom Alpidin. And therefore, according to the Ran, Smuchim are enough. Because he's talking about their Koach. Do they have Koach? The answer is yes, Smuchim have enough Koach. And the Ran is talking about their Mugayot, talking about the Siba. You need enough of a Siba to kill them. And what's the Siva? The Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin makes the Siva to kill them, Shalom and Adin. And for the Ran, it's enough of a Siva that Al Pidinenu, the person's Chayav Misa, that's enough of a Siva. But if you said the Ran would be Moda, that like in a case of Racha Balsus B'Shabbos, there you require a Sanhedrin. But there should be a Siba, because not Chayav Al Pidinenu. But if there is a Siba, and the Nidon is only the B'Koach, so there the Ran holds Smuchim are enough of a Koach. Or a Samach or Rishus HaMalchus. And according to the Nemuke Yosef, even if a person's chayav b'dinenu, that's not enough, because his man is set. We're not done dinei nefashis. In order for there to be a Siba, you need a Sanhedrin. And again, according to the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, you don't require smuchim at all, because the tzorech gives you both the koach and the Siba. Again, the Ran is discussing mitzvah the Siba to kill him, and the Sanhedrin is a Siba. That the Nemuke Yosef is talking about the Siba, and the Sanhedrin is a Siba. The Ran is talking about the Koach, what gives base in the Koach. Either the fact that he's either in Malchus, it's one way of giving the base in the Koach, or that they're smuchim. And with that, you can kill the person. But you don't need smuchim if it's malchus or mammon, according to the Ran. Only by misa netilas nefesh, there you need a special koach. So, mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, we'll see more neflos mitaras Hashem. This is unbelievable. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.